The NBA's Orlando Magic recently made several exciting announcements that could transform the future of downtown Orlando. Here to talk about this and more is Alex Martins, CEO of the Orlando Magic. Alex, let's start here. Share the latest news about what the Orlando Magic is proposing across the street from the Amway Center in downtown Orlando.
Well, thank you, Preston. It's a very exciting project. It's a mixed-use development on 8.5 acres immediately across the street from the front door of the Amway Center. That we hope will be a real spark to the development of our downtown in Orlando and continue the growth of the sports and entertainment products that we have in downtown, in addition to the Amway Center, of course, the new Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts and our refurbished Camping World football stadium. And we hope this is really going to be the heart of that entertainment district. And it's very exciting. We continue to design it as we speak to include a 250-room hotel, about 200,000 square feet of office in an office tower, 300 residential units, and then some entertainment-based retail. So everything from one of these new bowling alley clubs to restaurants, a small music venue, an entertainment venue, that we could also utilize for small conventions, et cetera. It's a very exciting project, and we're excited to truly get it coming out of the ground sometime next year.
Alex, according to the FloridaScorecard.org website, up to 500,000 more residents could call Orange County home by the year 2030. Now, you mentioned making this a big entertainment destination as well. It already is, but even expanding on that, are there special considerations going into, for example, traffic management and even so far as the future of autonomous vehicles?
Oh, without a doubt. So we are very focused on making this a smart development. So technology is going to play a significant role for the residents and for the office tenants, and even for those that utilize the hotel. But transportation is also a significant factor that we're considering in the overall design. And we are designing into sort of the street-level portion of the parking deck a transportation center that truly will be looking towards the future with the ability of autonomous vehicles utilizing the transportation center, drop-off and pick-up locations for share-ride opportunities. And beyond that, you know, looking at share-ride opportunities with bicycles and the like moving forward. So really looking at how technology and how transportation will fit into our future is a lot of the thought that is going around the design of the development itself.
Well, clearly the new complex is going to be an enhancement to the community, but the Orlando Magic, you've made it a priority of the franchise to give back to Orange County. The Orlando Magic Youth Foundation comes to mind, provided more than $23 million in grants helping local agencies. Why should Florida businesses, or what should Florida business leaders know about what's happening with your foundation?
Well, first and foremost, Preston, it starts with our ownership, the DeVos family, one of the most philanthropic families in America. And they have instilled upon us throughout all of our operations that the community is a big part of what we do at the Orlando Magic. You know, when Rich DeVos and his family bought the team in 1991, the very first thing he said was that, you know, they're caretakers for this team. It's a team that really belongs to the community. And so we have really focused over the years on not just playing basketball games and providing entertainment, but being a catalyst for improvement overall for our community. The Amway Center itself sits in the Paramore neighborhood of downtown Orlando, an underserved community that we as an organization have invested in significantly. As you say, the Orlando Magic Youth Foundation is one of those anchors that we've raised and distributed, you know, over $20 million over the last 20 years, primarily to underserved and underprivileged children's organizations throughout downtown and in Central Florida as well. But it's an important element of what we do. It's an important directive of our ownership to ensure that this team is not just one that provides entertainment for our community, but also provides for the betterment of our community and for those particularly that are underserved.
Alex, in this series, I get the privilege of talking to people like yourself from various backgrounds, various industries. And so I always enjoy getting to ask this question. What does free enterprise mean to you?
Well, free enterprise means to me the ability for the private sector and individuals to build economic prosperity through the development of businesses that are, you know, primarily unencumbered and have the ability to provide a lifestyle. You know, Rich DeVos started the Amway Corporation almost 60 years ago with the intent of improving the lives of everyone that was employed or touched Amway, and to give them an opportunity to build a prosperous life for themselves. And I think that's what free enterprise is all about. It's the ability to make people's lives better through the investment of economic opportunity that is not very encumbered at all.
Alex, I know you've got a season staring you in the face, so I appreciate you carving out a little bit of time for us today. Thank you, sir.
It's my pleasure, Preston. Thank you.
Thank you. Alex Martin, CEO of the Orlando Magic. We wish you the best on your entertainment complex, the great work of your foundation, and the upcoming 30th anniversary of the Orlando Magic basketball team. We invite you to learn more about the Orlando Magic. Just go to orlandomagic.com.